Okay, what about your daddy's folks? Were they born here?
Yeah. Okay. My granddaddy came here. My granddaddy come here.
Were they the ones that did Lynn Station?
Yeah. Lynn Station was named after my grandpa.
So that was Mr. Charlie's daddy?
Yeah.
Okay. So he settled the place here?
Yeah, he settled after Civil War. They lived out from Columbus, and he come down here after the Civil War. And my other widow, Dawson, and raised his family here. And
so the woman he married was from here?
Yeah, and my granddaddy, Papa was raised right over yonder in a little house out from where he was, where we lived, where Mom and Papa lived. You could plow the old dishes thing while it broke around the house. Papa felt when he was young.
Did he break a lot of dishes? So his folks were farmers too here in Lynn Station. Okay, is that as far back as you know?
Yeah, well, my daddy, and my granddaddy, and my great-granddaddy on the side is in the same cemetery.
Where's that?
Bethel. And I'm 64 years old, and my daddy and granddaddy and great-granddaddy, you know, they've been there a long time.
That's a pretty long, that is. Okay, and your great-grandfather on your daddy's side came from Columbus?
Yes.
Okay. You don't by any chance know further back from, like Germany or England or Ireland or something like that?
I don't know what.
You know, that's one thing. When I was in Washington, everybody in Washington knew exactly where all their folks had come from, what section of Germany, from what section of this country and that country, and they were amazed when I didn't know. But they said, but that's okay, she doesn't have to know because she's a Southerner.
My mama was a fourth Indian.
Yeah,
she was part Indian.
Part Indian.
Yeah. You know, that was a lot of that in the South.
Yeah, that's true.
She was part Indian.
But I thought that was really funny that they said that. And when Mrs. O'Neill was up there, you know, we talked about that, and she said, well, you know, those people from cities in the North don't really feel much community spirit or much, you know, area spirit like we from the South do. And she said they really are more proud of where they came from in Europe than they are of being a Northerner. And I guess she was right. But they always accuse me of...
Society's getting away from that, though, isn't it? You're an individual, what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, except that still, I think that just the fact that little ethnic jokes are still going around, people are still aware of, you know, last names and whether it's Italian or Polish or whatever. But I thought that was really funny that everybody was so concerned about his ancestry.
Well, my granddad had you.